Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Andy off Edinburgh.
Hi, Andy off of Edinburgh. What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying that 90 Seconds to Mars song.
30 Seconds, yeah.
30 Seconds to Mars song. Yeah. It sounds awfully like Sim Barry Me. As opposed to Barry
Me. Okay, yeah, quite a few people saying that on the text. It does sound a bit like that, listen. This would be a good one for karaoke.
Yeah, it does.
You alright, love? I'm about to Barry you.
Maybe you could sing that to the whole room of yeah. Barrys.
Oh, Barry me, Barry.
Barry me, Barry me. And all 12 of them will rush at you.
Good work, Andy, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
I love you.
I love you too.
Podcast. Think there'll be any barrying going on after the karaoke event on
I'm sure there'll be a bit.
Because they're like celebrities now, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
All right then, love.
A few groupies.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Barry.
Hello, Barry.
Hi.
How can I help?
Well, obviously, I really wanted to come to karaoke this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm a solicitor, so I have actually legally changed my name to Barry.
No, you haven't.
I so have.
Right, okay.
I can now change all my bank details, everything, to Barry.
And you're an actual solicitor?
I am indeed.
Right. Cool, I bet your clients are happy that you spent your time changing your name to Barry, aren't they?
I have been extremely busy today.
Have you?
And I did it in my lunch hour.
Oh, so. Yeah, right,
okay.
Yeah. I bet you added it to their timesheets.
Well, honestly, we had a discussion in the local pub at the weekend, and I think the whole pub is now going to become Barry, so I've changed my name and a friend of mine's to Barry.
Who's your friend?
Barry.
Just a guy called Grant, who is now obviously Barry.
And what was your original name, please?
Polly.
So, okay, Polly and Grant become Barry and Barry.
Does Grant know that he's now Barry?
Oh, he does indeed. He is well chuffed.
So that's how much you want to come to karaoke this weekend?
Absolutely.
Wow. How easy is it to change a name like that?
Pretty easy.
Is it?
Oh, no, it's really, really hard.
And if you could come, would you bring the deeds as proof?
Absolutely, but I won't have any photographic ID.
Ooh.
But it is all legal. It's all straight up above board. Signed, witnessed.
How do you do it, then?
It's a trade secret. No, it's just basically a precedent, standard wording. You insert your name in, your new name, your old name, and get it signed and witnessed by a solicitor, and it's job done.
Oh, hang on. God. So you just print off a piece of paper that says, old name Polly, new name Barry, and somebody in your office has signed it?
It's a bit more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it can't be. You only did it at your lunch hour.
Come on, it normally costs about £80 to do.
Okay, well, have you applied online?
I have indeed.
Okay, right, well, we might see you there on Friday then, Barry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you know this game where we call someone up with clips on themselves and they get really confused? Here's some of the ones we've done so far.
How are you, mate?
Who's that?
It's Vernon here. Hope you're good. When are you on the telly? When can we see you?
Hello?
Westwood.
Yeah?
If you're in your car, honk your horn. Westwood.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hello.
You all right, girl?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Respect. I'm like a bingo caller.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
And what's today got in store?
Who's that?
I think that you might be surprised.
About what?
I don't know.
What am I to be surprised about?
Are macaws and lemurs very different? Is one a bird and one a monkey?
Oh, God, that's me.
That's just ridiculous. I was quite scared by lemurs once at Whipsnade Zoo.
Were you?
Yeah.
You don't think I'm going to fall for this like Westwood did, do you?
Maybe.
So that was us calling Vernon and Westwood and Comedy Dave, which must be quite weird when you hear yourself coming back down the phone. Any idea who today's victim would be?
I think I might know who it might be.
Who do you think?
I think it could be me.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Really?
I don't think it lasted very long, though.
Really?
I had to listen to you for hours today getting this clip.
Was it a joyous experience?
Thank you very much. Are you all right?
Got loads.
Yeah.
You're like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Why the heck are you shaving your lip?
Okay.
What were you talking about?
Because Dave had got a shaving injury, but it was right down the middle of his lip this weekend, which would imply that he'd
actually... Fascinating things you talk about.
I know, it might imply that he's shaving
his lip. I might listen more often.
You should do. It's fascinating.
Here's Chappers calling himself.
Hello?
Hi, where are you?
What?
Woo! Are you all right?
Who is this?
Yeah, you're like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
What?
Did you have a heavy night last night? Is that why you're a bit sleepy? Oh, right, okay. Well, good to talk to you. Woo!
You don't last very long, do you?
No.
I like that woo you do, though.
I like that a lot. You should do that more often.
Where's that from?
Woo!
That's a lot more excitable than you are on this show.
Woo!
No, you've never wooed on this show, not once. It's been years
wrong?
Now, there's not been one woo.
There's a time and a place for wooing.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, where are you?
What?
Woo! Are you alright?
Who is this?
When did you realise it was? When did you realise it was us?
After I put the phone down.
Oh. Bowen.
What?
Did you have a heavy night last night? Is that why you're a bit sleepy?
Oh, right, okay. Because you phoned five...
Go on.
You phoned five times before I answered the phone, so I was in a bad mood anyhow. Because you phoned at a very crucial time for me writing the sport as well.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, remember we were doing Moyles' show before I went away? We did a thing quite early called Dear Scott, where you send in emails and texts and we respond to them in the best way we can. And we had a lady, a posh lady from Radio 4, reading out the emails and texts.
There's nothing wrong with me. Other than being a raging lunatic, Vicky, off of Leeds, X, smiley.
Now, I tried to get that lady to do these today.
Right.
This one, but she is actually on holiday at the moment. So I'm wondering if you could maybe try and do the honours here. A bit of correspondence we got from Matthew in Derby.
Right.
So if you could, I'll play you another bit of her. If you could just get the voice, try and get the voice.
Scott, I'm working in Abu Dhabi at the moment, and last night I went by a sign offering cosmetic surgery with the slogan Radio 1 Scott Mills says, get your bits and bobs done here.
Okay, so that's your motivation.
Oh, it's difficult, I'm full of a cold though. But,
okay,
you know.
Try your best, okay.
Scott! Is she from Scotland?
She's from Northern Ireland.
Oh. Oh no.
Now go on.
I really...
Seriously.
Yeah.
Picture it in your head.
I am doing.
Okay. Get the confidence.
Okay. Scott, I really want to go and see Mamma Mia. But my friend Andy...
What, Northern Ireland?
Is... I'm just doing kind
Dublin.
Of... I'm just... It wasn't Dublin. Look, do you want me to read this or not?
Okay, start again. Think about it. Northern Ireland.
Scott, I really want to go and see Mamma Mia. But my friend Andy is refusing to go with me. He says it won't look good if two blokes go and see Mamma Mia together. What do you think? Matthew Derby.
Can I just apologise to everybody now in Northern Ireland?
Can I apologise also if you're from Scotland, Northern Ireland or Newcastle? Because there is a bit of a mix in there.
I'm so sorry, people of Northern Ireland. Anyway, so what Matthew was saying, can I have that back now? Announcer lady?
Yeah.
Is that he wants to go and see Mamma Mia. All his friends are kind of raving about it and saying it's brilliant. But his friend Andy is refusing to go. He says it doesn't look good if two blokes go and see Mamma Mia together.
Why are you reading out? Why go through the whole process of me doing that ridiculous voice if you then go and read it out again?
Because I think it would have passed a lot of people by, the actual point of the email. So what's our advice for Matthew? I think it's fine because, think about it, the audience will mostly be girls. It'll be a great place to pull chicks. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't...
Is it okay for blokes to go together to see Mamma Mia?
Yes.
So this Andy wants to see the film?
No, Matthew wants to go and see the film. Andy's refusing to go. Did you not hear the announcer, lady?
I know, but does Andy want to see the film? But he's only saying it because he can't. Two blokes can't go together. Or he's not. If he doesn't want to see the film, he doesn't want to see the film. If he's only not going because he doesn't look good, then I think he should just get over it.
Yeah, I definitely think he should. I think it's fine. I'd go with another bloke to see Mamma Mia.
Me too.
Wouldn't you?
Is this just a roundabout way of you asking me to the cinema?
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to go?
Yeah, go on then.
I kind of would. Should we go on Friday night? Because we're going to be in Barry, aren't we?
What, and then you and me go to the cinema in Barry to see Mamma Mia?
Definitely. I reckon some of the Barrys might come along with us. Maybe the whole room full of Barrys and us watching Mamma Mia. Loads of blokes together. Hooray! What do you think?
Yeah, okay.
Don't go flaky on me and pull out last minute.
There are too many things I could say there. I won't say any.
It does look amazing. Anyway, Matthew, in response to your email, yes, it's fine for two blokes to go and see Mamma Mia together. It's fine. Radio 1 Podcasts. Okay, ready for Badly Bleeped TV? I love this game. I missed it when I was away. So it's just a missing word game. We've taken some of the clips from our favourite TV shows on the television at the moment, and you, Chappers, and you, Becky, and you at home or in the car or on the bus or on the train have to guess what the missing words are. It's play along at home fun on 81199. Okay, first one. This is from Dragon's Den last night. Anyone see that?
Yeah.
You did see it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you've got an advantage
then.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Guess the missing word from last night's Dragon's Den. Here it is.
First to f*** the dragons today is Jamie Turner from Cambridge.
Becky first.
Face.
Face.
First to f*** the dragons today is Jamie Turner from Cambridge.
Okay, so you're going with face, yeah. Both of you, yeah?
Yeah.
First to face the dragons today is Jamie Turner from Cambridge.
Very good, one all. Let me know how you did with that one. Okay, this next one is from a quiz show. I think somewhere on daytime TV. Sorry to be so vague. This is our next Badly Bleeped TV. Let me know what you think.
Together they make up the heads.
I love this one.
Try again.
Together they make up the heads.
What could the word be?
I can only think of one thing.
Together they make up the heads.
Okay, well, think about it. Becky, you first.
Eggheads.
Eggheads.
Big heads.
Big heads, you're saying.
Together they make up the eggheads.
Yes!
Yes! Go on!
That says a lot about me that I got that one, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Becky's in the lead. Now, this is from BBC Wales.
Oh, right.
Now, I think this is a show that they only get in BBC on BBC Wales. It's on about 7:30 in the evening. Maybe we could watch it when we go Friday. So this from BBC Wales, let me know what you think the word is.
Now, don't be too shocked, but this time on Weatherman, we're going to get high.
What?
Go on. Do you want it again?
Yeah.
Now, don't be too shocked, but this time on Weatherman, we're going to get high.
Walking.
Becky.
Yeah, walking. I'm hope they're going up a mountain.
Now, don't be too shocked, but this time on Weatherman Walking,
yes,
we're going to get high.
Doing very well.
Thanks.
That's a show on BBC Wales, I think, where the weatherman goes for a walk and they film it, which
is
brilliant.
Is it called Weatherman Walking?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
That sounds good.
It does sound good. It's a bit like Dominic Byrne doing gardening and newsreader mowing on YouTube. We could do like sports reader tanning, where every week a sports reader goes for a tan and we film it.
Who would you get to do that?
I don't know.
No.
It does sound good though, doesn't it? Weatherman walking. He just goes for a walk. Right, turn the camera on, let's go. That fills half an hour on BBC Wales.
Des Lynam, maybe.
Now, if you saw cricket recently, if you watch this, you'll be at an advantage once again. You might know this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's our next Badly Bleeped TV.
Then Ian Bell was undone by a loose
Again?
Then Ian Bell was undone by a loose
Becky.
Shot? Do you have them in cricket? I don't know.
Yes, you have them in cricket. It's shot.
You think it's shot?
Yeah.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Then Ian Bell was undone by a loose shot.
Oh, yes. Very good. And now we turn our attentions to news at 10. You ready? Here's the next one.
Its aim was to target 119 events in key Olympic sports like rowing and transform themselves into workers.
That's from news at 10.
Transform them into...
Do you want it again?
Yeah.
Its aim was to target 119 events in key Olympic sports like rowing and transform themselves into workers.
I'm going to say world beaters.
Becky.
Workers.
And transform themselves into world beaters.
You're doing really well. Have you heard these before?
No.
That's amazing.
That's the sport knowledge in me.
What, very they good. Always use the same phrases?
Yes, they do, actually. Yeah, they do.
Oh, it's got to be world beaters.
Tom in Cardiff's been on saying, that weatherman show, it's Derek the weatherman. He's a Welsh legend. Goes to my gym. Massive calves.
That's from all his walking.
Exactly.
He's walking all the time on the TV. Okay, last one on Badly Bleep TV, and it's John Craven. Guess the missing words.
Welcome to from Lymington in Hampshire.
Can we just have it one more time?
Welcome to from Lymington in Hampshire.
Well, I'll say the first one. Country.
File.
Welcome to Country File. Yay! From Lymington in Hampshire.
I've completely lost who won there. It's probably Chappers.
I think it was a draw.
Let's say it was a draw.
Yeah. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
What do these songs all have in common? There's that one. There's this one. That one and one, something's got to give. Two, something's got to give. Three, something's got to give. Now. Think about it, what do they all have in common? Apart from that they're all rock, loud rock, what do they have in common?
Are they all scary?
Is a good answer.
Yeah, they'd all make me angry if I had to listen to them for any amount of time.
Right, I'll tell you what they are. They are all songs that the Americans use as weapons against bad guys.
How?
Seriously. So imagine you've got a criminal right here, okay? He won't talk. Kind of, you know, tell us where the leader is who wants to take over the world. And they won't tell you. No, I'm not telling you, sorry. I'm playing both people.
You are, yeah, but, you know, that's okay. You are an actor, of course.
They play them this music, and apparently, eventually, makes them give in.
Oh, God, I would.
Right, so think of something now you don't want to tell me, right?
Right.
For instance, we've been over this already, but what are you doing on Thursday lunchtime?
Right, I'm not telling you.
No, tell me.
Yeah.
What are you doing Thursday lunchtime? I'll ask the question again.
I'm not telling you.
Okay, I'll ask you once more. What are you doing Thursday lunchtime?
I'm not telling you. I'll go for a spray tan.
There you are, see? You see?
So is it literally they play it to you until you get so annoyed you can't take any more and then just confess?
Yes, pretty much. Hmm. But it's not just rock they use. Okay? Right, see if this works now.
Try on the one that doesn't speak.
Yeah.
See if it makes him speak.
All right, so, yeah, okay. Right, speak. Speak!
He's shaking his head.
Right, okay, I'm from the FBI. I'm telling you to speak.
Okay? Can I just say, you're from the FBI doesn't actually make it any more believable.
Right, speak. Okay, let's try this then. They really do use this to try and get the truth. Seriously, this is true. Speak! Barney is a dinosaur from our imagination, and when he's tall, he's what we call a dinosaur sensation. Right, speak.
He's just dancing. That one doesn't work. Our humans are big and small,
they
come
from lots of places. They use this in America to get the truth out of crims.
You never see this on 24, do you?
No, but they do.
I'm being funny, but can you imagine Jack Bauer getting out his Barney cassette and putting it in the little recorder thing? How to be a friend.
speak.
Rubbish, that didn't work, did it?
I don't believe the last one. The rest, I believe you.
No. Okay, right, let's try this one. Speak. Okay. Imagine this on a loop, over and over and over. Eventually you would speak.
New Meow Mix from Purina. The cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver and chicken.
You would, you eventually would.
Use that as well?
What, the end bit? Yeah. Probably.
Do they?
Does it say how long most people go before they crack?
No, but it wouldn't take long with this.
Oh, brilliant.
No, not if you heard it all day. When they want you to confess.
Sunny day, sleeping up.
This technique isn't going to work on parents, because as a parent, I hear most of this every day for quite a long time, because obviously I just leave my kids to sit in front of the telly.
Let's try another one, okay? Hi, I'm from the FBI. Imagine you've decided that you're the son of God or something, okay? You're running a cult, and you've holed yourself up in the Church of Chappers, okay?
The one where you have as many wives as you want.
Yeah, okay. And myself and
my church.
Myself and my FBI chums come round to try and get you out. Okay, we've got big speakers. I'm talking huge woofers, okay?
Sorry, it just makes me laugh.
Quite big tweeters.
You and your huge woofers and are tweeters. Outside my church.
Yep, and then we play this to you, which is another one that they do play to criminals to get them to talk, right? So I'm going to try and get you out of the Church of Chappers now.
Okay.
Turn the speakers up, FBI chums.
And if you want it, come and get it. Right out loud.
Oh.
Now, I don't know.
It's a fair cop, Officer Scott.
I don't know why that one is on the list, David Gray. Presumably it sends you to sleep, and then we storm the doors.
I'm leaving the church. I'm all yours.
Right, why is this one on the list? This is honestly on the list. There you are in the Church of Chapman with your followers.
I think you'd be getting your groove on whilst you're coming out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, me and my 17 wives are dancing.
Yeah. And what happens?
You in a white suit.
Right. The woofers are on again. I'm outside with my FBI chums. You're all inside doing some crazy 70s disco dancing. We storm the back entrance.
Gatecrash Studio 54.
Yeah. Why is this on here?
Oh, I don't want to think of the Church of Chappers when this is on.
Hot under the collar. Here's another one on the list.
A long, long time ago.
Tell me, Chapman.
I can still remember.
I've got 8.5 minutes of this song and I'll use it.
They've got quite a catalogue, haven't they?
It's like listening to the worst Now album in the world.
What song would make you crack? I could make those people oh, holy one.
What song would make me crack? And probably anything by Will Young.
Really? Mm. What, leave right now, you'd be okay.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm leaving, FBI.
Okay, FBI man, I'm out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.